James Morrison, undiscovered on BFBS Radio 1, and Anthony Ballard sitting opposite me, really getting into the zone with that tune.
I like that. And before we do Agony Ant, I'd just like to interrupt your programme for just a second.
Yes.
Because, you know, there's an old saying in life that says what goes around comes around.
Uh-huh.
And I feel, before we do Agony Ant, let's do Agony Claire, because I have in my hand
You're stitching
me up, aren't
you? A
piece of paper from the Criminal and Traffic Offences branch.
No!
Which says, oh dear, there's this picture. You did this to me with two on my show. There's this. This is a good picture of you. This is a picture of you driving your Mini. And this is a picture of you actually driving down the road. Is that a cyclist you almost hit there? There is a cyclist in the picture, looking slightly wobbly. You don't even look like you got your lights on.
I can't. This is not fair that you're stitching me up. Can I have a look? How much
do
I find?
Oh, I can't possibly tell you about that. You were hoping to drive again in Germany, weren't you? Ever again? I don't know how fast you were going. It doesn't say here, does it? Does it? Do. Oh, you got away with a €25 fine.
Oh, phew.
That's rubbish, that is.
How fast was I going? It must say on there somewhere.
Ban her. I don't know how fast you were going. Basically, you look a bit freaky. You got your mouth open here.
Oh, stop it, right? There's only one thing for you.
The Force's favourite shoulder to cry on. Shoulder to cry on. It's Agony Ant.
I can only begin to think how delighted you were when Roger gave that to you and you thought you could stitch me up, you swine.
No, you're completely wrong there. Not just me, the entire office is out there listening. They're delighted too.
Oh, it's not fair. Right.
Payback time.
On to this week's problem then.
Right.
I've met a really nice Russian girl on the internet.
Have you? Oh, it's the problem.
This is the problem.
I thought, blimey, that wedding's off.
I should have started this with Dear Agony Ant, really. Yeah. Dear Agony Ant, I've met a really nice Russian girl on the internet. We've been talking for a couple of weeks and she told me she wanted to marry me, but it all went wrong when I told her I was based in Germany. She said to me, no German passport, no Bratwurst. I tried explaining it's only temporary and that she can get an English passport if we get married, but suddenly she stopped answering my emails. What can I do? I thought it was true love.